Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joe, Camp Pendleton. Hi, Joe. What are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Good evening.
All of those things.
Hang in there.
Doesn't matter. Who knows where you are?
I find it hard to believe that Shohei did not know. From a bookie standpoint, some guy is putting in these large bets. How do I know that guy is good for it, right? They had to have vetted this guy. And what better way saying, hey, I'm Shohei's translator. I'm like, okay, that may be right, but how do I know?
Exactly.
We're totally with you, Joe. This is something that Dibs and I have been talking about kind of off air even, and thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Is the idea, it's kind of like, I mean, if I went right now to just go buy a house here in the Bay Area, they would be like, what else you got? I better bring my parents. I might need to bring my sister too. Maybe you. I don't know. We'd just get everybody involved.
Yeah, even if you went to the mortgage company.
Right. Where's the money backing? Are you good for it? And that's been a fair question that everyone has asked, which is this guy makes less than $200,000 a year.
Right.
How are you even able to build up $4.5 million in debt?
Impossible. Unless you say to the bookie, you say, well, I work for Shohei Ohtani. And the bookie goes, cool. Good for you. All right. What do you want your limit to be? How about $4.5 million is my number? Then he'll say, well, I'm going to need Shohei to vouch for you. And not only vouch for you, I'm going to need his official backing. One of my buddies who I just went to Vegas with, he will remain nameless. He does a little bit of this illegal gambling. Well, you know, you and I and many of us here in the Bay Area and all across, we do these offshore things, which is no more legal, but it feels legal because we're doing it through our computer.
Well, we're doing it with a couple $100.
Exactly. Yeah. My buddy's got an arrangement with his guy where his cash out number is $2,000. When he owes $2,000, he pays $2,000. When he wins $2,000, when the account is to where he can cash out $2,000, he can cash out $2,000. That's $2,000. This is $4.5 million. So, and my buddy is just, you know, an average Joe like the rest of us. This is the interpreter who's making $200K. So a guy making $200K is going to be allowed a limit of $4.5 million. When at that point you got to get cashed out, sorry, it doesn't work that way.
That doesn't
You're not getting a limit 22 and a half times your annual income.
Correct.
Your limit is going to be more closely tied to about 1/50th of your income.
Try to rent a house $4,000 a month here in the Bay Area, and they go, okay, what's your income? You say, well, I make $5,000 a month. Well, that's going to be a no from us, dog.
I missed that.
Is the answer. Austin,
hence you have five jobs.
Yeah, thank you very much. Austin in San Jose. Hello, Austin.
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, you know, I want to come at you with a little different perspective and all this jolly everybody agrees stuff. Hey, listen, Willard, I called you the other day and I'm curious.
I remember.
What are you saying? Are you really thinking? I want to know your clear-cut answer, though. Are you saying that you believe that Shohei is a crook? I mean, this is the third day of this kind of like on and on about something must be right, something must be wrong. Where's this going?
Right. Okay. So Austin, I will answer you the exact same way that I did last week, because while it may be the third day in a row of us covering this story, it's the second day in a row where you seem to want to put a label on what I'm saying when one doesn't exist. And I am completely fair in telling you what I'm telling you. You keep wanting to pin me into accusing Shohei of something, and I'm not. I'm simply saying that what we're being told right now, I don't believe. And I feel very comfortable with that statement. I feel very confident with that statement. I'm allowed to be wrong, and I might be. Maybe everything, single thing he said is the truth, but I find inequity here. I find holes in the story here, but you're not going to get me to pin some accusation on him because it fits kind of what you're trying to do, which is like some sort of gaslighting or flame-throwing type of an angle. I'm not doing that. I'm not saying any of the things that you're accusing me of saying. I'm simply saying I don't believe the story we're being told.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But now you're speaking for me. Well, I wasn't trying to pin you in anything. I just asked you a question.
No, you've done it twice.
Do you think he was a crook? And you said no. You don't believe he's a crook, right?
I don't.
You don't
also
believe he's a crook, or do you believe he's a crook?
I also don't not believe that he's a crook. I have no idea. I don't know how I could even have an opinion on that right now.
Okay, but your insinuations, innuendos would suggest that you think there's something untoward, right? That the guy's not being above board. There's something not right about it. He's sort of trending in a direction of thinking that he's not above board. That sounds like you think he's a crook to me.
And again, I'm going to tell you that you're putting thoughts in my head and words in my mouth, because no, I'm not saying any of those things. I'm saying I don't believe the story. Now, that does not necessarily implicate only Shohei as a crook. This could be coming from Rob Manfred for all I know. It could be coming from Shohei's attorneys for all I know. Maybe Shohei did just pick up for his boy and say, let me cover your $4.5 million debt. And I may think that that's a nice act. The feds might think that that's what's called a crime. But I don't that idea does not mean that Shohei is a bad person or someone who should be banned from baseball. Also, Austin, it's totally possible that Shohei's got a wild gambling problem. I have no clue. I'm simply saying that we're being told, and Austin, thank you. I appreciate you continuing to call, even though I know you want to pin me over here with things that I'm not saying. I'm simply telling you that the story we're getting has holes in it. And so I don't believe it in full. I don't know who the guilty party is. There are probably guilty parties, but I have no idea what's at the bottom of all of this. I just know something smells really, really bad. And that's how we've arrived where we've arrived.
It just doesn't add up. There's a lot of things, like you said, holes in the story. There are things that simply don't add up. And the idea of him being a, quote, crook is, it's a label and it's a slippery slope. He might have just, you know,
made a mistake.
Willingly
there you go.
Did something that he didn't realize was illegal. Does that make it any less a crime? No, but I don't think that if you're going to label him a crook, is the right way to go about this. We don't know the full truth of the story. Only a few people actually do. And that would be Ipe and Shohei and maybe a couple of the people who are close to the Ohtani camp. They may know the real story.
The bookmaker.
Yeah,
Rob Manfred. As a very uncynical person, I don't even know if that's a word, not a cynical person at all, sometimes you got to get in touch with your cynicism. There are bajillions of dollars on the line here. $4.5 million is like, dude, that's toilet paper compared to what's on the line with a story like this, both for Shohei and for...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball.
The Dodgers for Shohei for
thank
baseball.
You. Look about, think about how many.
The local Time Warner Network.
Thank you. Multi-billion dollar corporations that all have a massive interest here. And it's interesting to me that some people then look at that story and go, oh, but no one would lie. Oh, for God's sakes. I'd probably actually make the point that they do nothing but. They do nothing but.
And think about the unraveling of the Tiger Woods brand when that happened. And it all happened. The first domino to fall was what looked to be some sort of a car accident.
Car accident, right.
Right, when he just drove into a tree.
That's a great point.
And then the details come out where there actually was a 9-iron through the windshield, and Tiger may or may not have been under the influence of pills and alcohol, and she may or may not have been mad because he had an extramarital affair. Turned out to have been some 15 or 20 affairs, and the unraveling of that thing started with an innocent, seemingly innocent
car accident.
Tiger Woods has crashed into a tree.
Right.
Oh my God, I hope he's okay.
Right.
Jeez, what could have happened?
What are some, some of those just, and again, I'm not calling this that, but some of the like top scandals out there and how they started.
Well, the Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding one would
okay.
maybe be the most famous.
Yep.
Where,
yep.
you know, Nancy Kerrigan
was attacked.
She was attacked.
Right.
Nancy
by
Kerrigan, she got hit on the knee by some stranger with a lead pipe. What? Not robbed.
No.
Not kidnapped.
As she sat there on the ground and yelled, why?
Exactly.
Like, why?
And, why?
It's a good impression. It's an uncomfortable impression, but it's a good one.
I was doing that before, and I actually told this story over the weekend because I was saying how I work with kids. Because I did the Nancy Kerrigan, and neither one of these guys, Lucas or Granny, they're looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy? And I Googled it. That happened before they were born.
Oh, I don't even want to hear that.
I just said it.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean, I think it goes back to like 94.
I love the young people.
Seriously, it always works. But
thank you, Grandy.
That was another one where, oh my God, American skating darling Nancy Kerrigan's been struck on the knee
yeah.
in a drive-by piping. And then all of a sudden that thing starts to unfurl. And then you find out that there was a hit involved, a hitman, and like a small time jump change payment.
Take a lap.
And
no, take a lap.
But
take a lap around the building and come back.
And then
we'll take some calls till you get here. You've been in Vegas, haven't you?
I thought it was a funny one-liner.
You went to Vegas with other men, didn't you? I can tell. I can always tell when someone went to Vegas with other men.
It's a yellow card warning.
And then they come back and they're not quite out of Vegas with other men mode.
It's not a straight red.
Where you just say whatever the hell you want all weekend long.
In a drive-by piping?
I just, come on. Crying out loud. All right.
We'll go get my salad.
Let's go to Bruce in Napa. Hi, Bruce. What are you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Yeah. I've got a different take on this whole thing. Being a lifetime Giant fan and a Dodger hater, I hope this investigation goes the whole season, because I think the marketing department of the Giants can really take off on this. And I would have, first of all, just the day when the Dodgers come to town to play the Giants, that we give out free visors, gambling visors to every fan. And I think the other thing I think would be great is when Ohtani comes up to bat, his walk-up song is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Or Leaving Las Vegas, or, yeah, there's a lot of options. I get where you're going, Bruce, and I don't hate everything you're saying. You're a mean SOB, but I kind of like that about you. You know what I mean? Like, I do look at this, Bruce, thanks. FP and I talked about this while you were gone a little bit, which is the whole, like, Giants fan angle. What are you rooting for? Because Shohei Ohtani had not even taken it at bat yet as a Dodger. We haven't seen that. We don't identify him as a Dodger. He's the biggest, best generational talent we've ever seen. Seems like the nicest dude on the face of the planet. There has not been enough time to build up the hatred of him, and we also understand how bad for baseball it would be if this guy went down and was something that he was not built up to be. The other side is that our hatred of the Dodgers runs deep. Very, very deep.
It predates Ohtani.
So what I kind of settled on is I don't want to see Ohtani go down. I don't. I don't want to see him go down. But if it distracts the Dodgers all year long, yeah, I sign up for that. That's fine by me. I mean, we are a couple of steps away way too early. Shohei right now remains innocent till otherwise, and Yamamoto has only thrown one start. But the perfect offseason for Farhan Zaidi would be all of the acquisitions he made combined with the two that he tried to make going totally south. So if Ohtani and Yamamoto for $1 billion, some way both of those flame out, and Soler hits 30 home runs, Chapman wins a gold glove, and Blake Snell competes for the Cy Young, yeah, yeah. Then you can flex and come in and start running your comedy at the start of press conferences, Farhan. Then you could definitely do that.
Especially if he was responsible for the word getting out on these wire transfers. And I'm learning more about the timing of these transfers. Apparently the first two were sent back in September and October in Southern California.
So this has been a while.
In the name of Matthew Boyer. And that's according to ESPN.
Yeah, that's the bookmaker,
correct.
Matthew Boyer.
So the first two were September and October, according to this report in ESPN about the timeline. And so that actually was discovered back on Monday, Tuesday in Korea, but Monday here. And yet, by Wednesday, Ohtani still had no knowledge of the Ipe meeting with ESPN, nor of his alleged gambling problems. And this wire goes back 6 months.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Maybe he's getting paperless statements.
I would hope. By the way, that just kind of, in talking about that Farhan thing, it made me realize, do you even know about the way that he started the Blake Snell press conference?
I think I heard you guys talking about it on Wednesday.
I've never seen something more tailor-made for you in my entire life.
And I heard you guys, I was driving around. No, I was not yet in Vegas. I was running around with the baby.
Have you heard it?
Just and the whole joke of I just flew in from Vegas and boy are my arms tired.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Grandy, do you have it? Because Dib should hear this. So I want you to picture now.
This is the Snell, right?
They're on a platform above home plate, second deck, Scottsdale Stadium. They're still in Arizona. Farhan, everybody's got director's chairs. Matt Chisholm, PR director. We love Matt. He introduces everybody. Ladies and gentlemen.
Totally.
Please welcome to the stage, Farhan Zaidi. Farhan's on the left. And then over on the right, Blake and Scott Boras.
Oh, and together.
Sitting in director's chairs, and they are addressing the assembled Giants media.
Hey, everyone. Good to see you all. I actually just got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And they said they'd get back to me on that. So that aside, obviously, it's been a really exciting 48 hours for our organization.
Is that real?
That's real.
Oh my God.
That's real.
And even like
no laughter.
They're not even the creak of a chair. People are just absolutely stultified.
I'll give him credit. He admitted afterwards, he's like, well, that just bombed. Like, you, I mean, that totally, right? That bombed.
Oh my God.
So at least he turned and pointed at himself and was like, maybe we'll do it differently next time.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. I heard you guys talking about how, you know, sometimes you write something at night and then the next day you don't read it over or whatever and you think, oh, this is going to kill tomorrow.
It's going to be amazing.
And then it turns out to fall flat. Wow, that was amazing. The only laughter was his own chuckle. No, seriously, it was an amazing scene. 48 hours. Oh, that's so great.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Great effort.
All right. Julian in the city. Hi, Julian. What are you doing?
Does he sound like Lucas to me, or am I tripping?
Who? Farhan?
Yeah.
Wow. I hadn't heard that one before, but I'm not going to be able to unhear it ever again.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good.
Yeah, so I got a comparison sensation for you all. It doesn't really hit, but in this sensation, we've got two shows, right?
Julian, you're kind of Farhaning it yourself right now.
I know. I wanted to do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Our boss, Matt Nahigian, did this on Twitter last week. You got to not do that. If you're going to do the sensation, it's got to rhyme. It can't.
He said.
Yeah, you can't.
What did he use? What word did he use?
I don't even remember. I blocked it out of my memory because it was so uncomfortable.
It was a Nahagian sensation.
Yeah, you got it. Like, you got it. Right. Like, just make sure that previous word is a full, true Asian. You can't.
Asian.
Yeah, don't. Comparison sensation. Everybody gets very uncomfortable, Julian.
Okay, I got a comparison from the Giants Nation sensation.
You're on thin ice right now, but go ahead.
Okay.
That's $5, so, not one.
The point. Let's get there, boys. So there's two shows that we're watching right now, right, with Giants fans. Show B, right, is The Past. And The Past that I'm watching is Barry Bonds, Valco, admitting guilt to it eventually in the trial. But we have Show A here. Show A, Ohtani. And Shohei, and to be honest, my take on this, like, this leaked without them really knowing. And once it leaked, they released the statement to try to cover it up to make his charges less. Because there's no way you're wiring $4.5 million without being aware of that, right? Like, they're admitting to a lesser degree of guilt to reduce the charges that will eventually come. And so this comparison Giants Nation sensation is focusing on Show B versus Show A. Like, I don't really care about the Dodgers at this point. I want to see how, like, Shohei gets treated versus Barry Bonds and that generation. I don't know if steroid use is on the same level as gambling, but I think that...
Yeah, I mean, definitely...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Julian, thank you for the material. Yeah. Number one. But number two, I can firmly answer no on that. Like, first of all, our consciousness has changed since Barry Bonds. And then number two, if you're asking if fans at a game are going to view a player gambling the same as a player with performance enhancers, of course not. Of course not. Like, the performance enhancers are affecting the actual game that you're playing. The only way this would be equal is if Shohei is betting on games in which he's playing.
Yet the irony is that if Shohei was proven to have bet on baseball, even not his own team, he's banned for life.
For life.
Meanwhile, if you're a juicer, you get 50 games. Then you get 100. Then you get banned for life. So you're right as far as the impact on the actual game. But we come down on the gambler so much more severely.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of that is just who we are right now. But no, I don't think this is anywhere even near that realm right now. I am struggling with, you know, I remember before the show, I told you, I said, listen, I have no idea what the hell's going on here. But if you forced me into a box and said, guess what happened? I would have just gone with, well, the story you told me first is true.
Absolutely.
Which is that you paid off the gambling debt of a friend and then maybe didn't realize that it was a crime. That's what I would have guessed. The problem with that is, though, that if you're going up against federal investigators, they've gone so all in, Shohei and his team, so all in on accusing Ipe of stealing, so firmly all in on it, they wouldn't do that if the evidence all suggested otherwise. or else they're going to end up with the old egg on the face. And that's a lot worse egg.
Well, maybe they don't realize what the evidence can possibly prove. And I'm reading through this initial ESPN story just to catch myself up on the fly. And they hired a crisis communication spokesperson. And this crisis communication spokesperson was the one dealing with ESPN. And the spokesman quotes Otani as saying, "Yeah, I sent several large payments. That's the maximum amount I could send." Now, this isn't from Otani himself. It's from Otani to the crisis communication spokesperson, and this happened before they reversed field, changed their story, and then called Ipe a liar. So for me, you know, when we start talking about the evidence, the real evidence will be in the wire transfers. And I'm now learning that one in September and one in October, and
right.
Ipe says that he lost up to $1 million by the end of 2022. He had lost $1 million and he was borrowing money from friends and family. So this is a gambling problem that goes back a number of years, if not longer. And so what's the paper trail like back in 2021 and 2022? It's not just these nine wires. Like, what was the gambling back and forth like between Boyer and Ipe even back then?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.